Aircheckdownloads.com.
We're rolling with Rick on BBC Radio Newcastle's Fantastic 80s, now available on all frequencies. And listen anytime you like on the BBC Sounds app. Just do a search for Simon's Fantastic 80s. So, yeah, well done if you got that year right, which I brought to you for the first half hour. It was 1986. Some terrific songs in there. Human League, Smith, Cutting Crew. What a classic. 86 was the answer. You know, every week we always pick out three songs from a particular 80s album. Feature it on our show, Fantastic 80s. Today would have been Joe Strummer's 70th birthday. Joe Strummer, founding member, singer, guitarist with The Clash. We lost him far too soon in 2002 when he was just 50. Amazing to think that Joe Strummer would have been 70 today. To celebrate what would have been that birthday, our 80s album this week is Combat Rock from The Clash. It was their most successful album, came out in 1982. The Clash, Combat Rock. We're featuring it this afternoon on Fantastic 80s because today would have been Joe Strummer's 70th birthday. Can't imagine him at 70. The first of three then from Combat Rock was Rock the Casbah here on BBC Radio Newcastle. I'm Simon, you're listening to Fantastic 80s. Still to come, we will be spinning the big 80s wheel. Let's see what category of 80s music we're in for this week. That'll be about half past. Loving the 80s with Peter Gabriel and Games Without Frontiers from 1980. And a debut hit for Kim Wilde 1 year later, Kids in America. Just thinking, that's 41 years ago now since that was in. 41 years ago since there she was on Top of the Pops. And she always used to wear a sort of stripy black and white T-shirt. Looked a bit like a burglar. A very pretty burglar, though.
Fantastic 80s.
BBC Radio Newcastle.
Wow. Do you remember the good-looking guy who wore a loincloth as often as possible, especially for the song prior to that, The Lion Sleeps Tonight? I'm on my way. Exactly like that, Simon. They were called Tight Fits. Wow, what a memory from 1982. And Fantasy Island.
Fantastic 80s with Simon Logan.
BBC Radio Newcastle.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
It's just gone three. The 80s memories till four. Including more from our 80s album this week. The Clash. And Iggy Nap. I'm a wild one. Iggy Pop from 87. If you just switched on to BBC Radio Newcastle, you might have noticed something. All these songs are from the same decade. That's because we're doing Fantastic 80s. If we never met before, pleasure is all mine. I'm Simon Logan. Every song from the 80s. Yeah, Iggy Pop and Real Wide Child. Don't forget, we'll have the Newcastle game build-up starts straight after us at 4 today. And people getting in touch on the email if you want to do the same. simon.logan@bbc.co.uk. That's simon.logan@bbc.co.uk. Here's one from Nick Traherne. Simon, myself and my dear friend Bev have been listening to all your programmes for a few months now, here in the South Coast, Gosport. Is it Gosport or Gosport? In Hampshire. We both love the shows. However, my email is with a couple of album suggestions for Fantastic 80s in the future. How about Juke by Genesis and or English Settlement by XTC. Both fantastic albums in my opinion, and should be easy to get three songs off them both. Keep up the good work. Give a big shout out to Bev. We look forward to all of your upcoming programs. Best wishes, Nick. You're very kind. Put those albums on the list, and I promise we'll do one of them within the next few weeks. How about that? It's a deal. And like I say, if you want to get in touch anytime during the week, got a spare few moments, email simon.logan@bbc.co.uk. Back to 1985, a song that took months and months to slowly climb the charts until it got to number one. The first number one for Stock, Aitken, Waterman, This Is Dead or Alive.
Aircheckdownloads.com.